Report: Pro-Trump Super PAC puts $32 million more into ad blitz exposing Kamala Harris. By Nick Gilbertson on July 25, 2024. MAGA Incorporated, a super PAC that supports former President Donald Trump, is buying tens of millions of dollars more in swing state advertisements to expose Vice President Kamala Harris's record. Politico first reported that MAGA Incorporated now has $70 million in ads ready to roll through Labor Day after reserving $32 million more in advertising space. Democrats got their shotgun wedding, but will be cutting the honeymoon short, MAGA Incorporated CEO Taylor Buttigieg told the outlet in a statement. Kamala Harris is currently only known as a failed and unpopular vice president who knifed her boss in the back to secure a nomination she couldn't earn. But voters are about to learn, it gets worse, he added. The buys will be in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania markets. Politico reports that MAGA Incorporated has one forthcoming ad that will hit Harris on immigration and another that will zone in on her record as a prosecutor in San Francisco. Politico reports, regarding the immigration ad. The Super PAC's newest ad, called Chaotic Mess, highlights Harris' responsibility handling the border crisis and her previous comments on immigration and the border. The ad, which has not yet been released but was described to Politico, will show a clip from a Harris interview with NBC News' Chuck Todd in 2022 in which she said the border is secure. It is also expected to feature Harris' record on immigration and customs enforcement, including a 2018 letter she signed as senator that urged Senate appropriators to reduce funding for the Trump administration's reckless immigration enforcement operations. In 2018, she told MSNBC that we probably need to think about starting from scratch with ICE, although she had also said at the time that ICE should exist. The group released an ad Tuesday morning, casting Harris as dangerously liberal, less than 48 hours after President Joe Biden dropped out and she became the frontrunner. Kamala Harris is dangerously liberal. pic.twitter.com/KRESDJew. MAGA War Room, at Magank War Room, July 23, 2024. If you thought Joe Biden was radical, just wait until you get to know Kamala Harris, the narrator states at the top of the video. She's dangerously liberal.